Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today broadcast. It's Thursday, October 15th, and the Texans practiced outdoors at the Methodist Training Center. And afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak talked with the media and talked a little bit about some nagging injuries in the linebacking corps.
Cushing did not practice today, and Cody did not practice today. They don't make the messy guys like they used to, so Cody's sick.
Brian says he was having an MRI on his foot.
His foot's been bothering him, kind of coming out of the game, a little sore. And he practiced yesterday. You know, he went through the whole practice, and it was sore. So we'll give him a break today and hopefully get him going a little bit tomorrow. Expecting him to play, you know. I don't really know. As far as I know, it was fine. We did that yesterday. So we're expecting him to play. We're just giving him a break, and hopefully he can do a little bit tomorrow. So, you know, it's just that point in the season, you know, you get 6-7 weeks into it, these guys are beat up, so you got to do what you got to do to get them to Sunday.
You say Cody's sick. What's
yeah, he got sick last night or early this morning, I guess I should say. So get him taken care of, send him home.
Is it the flu-like symptom thing?
I just know.
Okay.
I speculate there. So
at this point, Nick's the only guy that's definitely out for Sunday.
Nick's still a good week away, so. Molden's still, he's practicing, but kind of bringing him along slowly. So other than that, we should be okay.
Coach, you said you're going to use a running game, and you're going to stick with it, but with two new guys out there, we're not Casey being new, but Caldwell going to be new on the offensive line. Does that change up the way you use a running game now?
It doesn't change, you know, what you're doing, what you're teaching. I mean, it doesn't change any of that. Those guys have been just as much a part of what we've been doing as those other guys. My comment was we're going to stay committed to it. You know, we get there on game day and we're not running the football well. We got to do what we got to do, but we're never going to run away from our commitment to running the football. I mean, and you know, whether it's Casey and Caldwell or Chris White, whoever's in there, you know, we got to feel like as a football team we can get that done. So we'll see.
Will Moats start playing a bigger role in that running game now?
Well, we had 17 carries last week, you know, and it's kind of hard to split up 17 carries between three guys. So, yeah, I'd like to see him touch the ball, but at the same time, we got to see how the game goes.
We talked a lot about Cushing, but have you been impressed with Giles as well?
Yeah, Zach played well. You know, Zach's kind of the silent one of the three. The other two get a lot of notoriety, so to speak. But Zach's played well. I think he's probably about as healthy as he's been.
Yeah. What have you seen out of Connor Barwin so far this season?
Well, he's his arrow's pointing up. You know, he's getting better. He's been a little bit more a part of what we're doing each week. He's played well on special teams. Kid plays extremely hard. All those rookies right now are about through with the college season, so they're having to regroup, you know. But I think you're going to only see him get better throughout the season. Been very pleased. We knew what we were getting.
Gary, the last time you crossed paths with Cincinnati, you beat him handily, but they seem to turn a corner after that.
That's a totally different team, yeah. You know, that team came in last year. Of course, was missing their leader, or missing Rivers. I mean, they had so many injuries up front. Two totally different teams. They're back intact and got stronger in the offseason and playing as well as MI football right now.
So, yeah, they're winning close games.
Yeah, that's the thing I said yesterday. They've been in all close games, and in crunch time, they've made every play. I mean, except for a tip ball against Denver open the day, they've made them all. And that's what this league's about, you know. Making those plays in close games that are a difference in winning and losing.
A team coming off a bad season like they were, and then they didn't have that terrible thing happen to them in that first game, and somehow didn't seem to affect
them. Well, it tells you how strong Marvin is. Marvin does a great job with those guys, and they've been through a lot. And you know, they've obviously got some good leadership on that football team to bounce back from that and go to Green Bay and win. So they've been very impressive.
Coach, can you talk about Jacoby's impact? Special teams game and even giving you that deep downfield.
Our special teams has played extremely well. Joe's done a great job. They've they give us a chance every week for some big plays, field position. You know, really had a chance, almost won us a game last week. The way they, you know, the two big returns, Jacoby early could have went the distance in the second half, and then of course Andre's at the end. They got us in position to tie the game. So they're playing well, and Joe, like I said, Joe does a hell of a job with them.
So, rookie linebacker Brian Cushing had problems with his foot, but he talked about those problems, and they don't sound serious enough to keep him from playing on Sunday against the Bengals.
You know, next rather today or tomorrow. You know, I don't know if I'm going to practice yet, you know, just to be sure. You know, I think the best thing for the next couple of days is just be able to rest and I'll be fine.
Now, he said you got it checked out yesterday. Right. Did you have an MRI yesterday?
I did. Uh-huh. And, you know, nothing showed up on it, which was really good. You know, just a little inflammation there. So I knew that it wasn't nothing serious. You know, the x-rays were negative, too. So, you know, I'm just going to move forward and be smart for me.
Which foot is it?
My left foot.
So you're not, are you worried about it? No, Gary said he's not overly concerned.
Right.
But you're
no.
not practicing, and that is a concern.
Right. You know, I'm not worried about it because I practiced yesterday. And it was just a little sore. Could have easily gone yesterday if it was a game. You know, that's when I knew, you know, I was able to go on it, which helped a lot. And, you know, I know Sunday will be fine.
So you'll go on Sunday?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
What do you think when you watch their offense on tape and the things they can do with their skilled people?
Well, they're explosive. You know, they have a lot of talent. They have for... It seems like a whole different team, you know, when Carson Palmer's playing his best. And, you know, it's a different team than the Texans played last year. And I feel that they're very capable. You know, they have the leading rusher in the NFL right now. So, I mean, you know, they can hit you from every angle. You know, he's a tough runner. I think a lot of people underrate his speed because he's a bigger back. He can make a lot of people miss, and he can also run a lot of people over. So he's a strong physical, but he's fast. As best as we can. You know, we just have to play our best defense. We have to come out. We have to fly around. We have to fit our gaps and do what we know we can.
So much has been made of your defense having like a multiple personalities.
Right.
Don't play well, don't play well. And I know you've only been here a short time, but you played big league college football. What are some keys to maybe having that consistent four quarters?
Well, just the consistency in general. You know, we have to find a way in some fashion, you know, to find out every single down, every single game, come out and execute as best we can so we can have second halves like we did against Arizona for whole games, you know. And that's the kind of defense we know we're capable of.
The other linebacker that's nicked up is Zach Dials, and he, too, took questions about his injury and his status for next Sunday.
And, you know, I just fell on it today and it kind of inflamed it. So I'm just icing and have compression sleeves on it now.
You'll be okay, though?
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine. It's just a little bruise. It's nothing serious.
We've talked a lot about D'Amico and Cushing and how they're working together. But D'Amico was saying you're kind of like the unsung hero. And he was talking about how you're doing. Are you happy with the way you've come back after your leg last year and everything?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with how I'm playing right now. You know, you could always, you know, do a little more here and there. But, you know, from coming back from injury like that, and being able to, you know, still go out there and play at a high level is, you know, it's comforting, you know. So it's I'm happy where I'm at right now.
Do you like the way the group is working together? Are you excited about what you're doing?
Oh yeah, we're running around making plays, and you know that's the biggest thing as linebackers, just run around, hit, make plays, and that's what we're doing right now. So it's, as long as we keep it rolling and stay on our P's and Q's, you know, we're having a lot of fun out there.
Do you feel like all y'all doing so well kind of pushes each other one to do better?
Yeah, because I mean, you watch tape and you're in the watch film, you know, we're all in there at the same time. So if somebody makes a play, you're like, damn, I got to make a play now, you know. So we feed off each other.
Is the defense, run defense, better now than it was early in the year?
I would say so. Like, we've taken more time out and, you know, and got assignments down. You know, we take more time. You know, walk through stuff. We go and watch the tape after 9-on-7 period just to make sure everybody's where they need to be. So, I think, yeah, it's better than we started the season with.
Was it a discipline thing, guys just not doing their assignments, or what was it early on?
For the most part, you know, just, you know, missing a gap here and something like that there, you know. It was a little thing. It wasn't really much the scheme the offense was really doing to us. It was like, it was us, you know, being missed out of place. So as soon as we got that, you know, fixed, we've been fine.
Cedric Benson this weekend, you gotta keep that discipline there, right?
Exactly. You know,
he's leading the league in rushing.
He's leading the league. Yeah, he really is. So, and he was the first 100-yard rusher Baltimore has allowed in 40 games. So he can bring it. So we have to definitely bring it this week.
It's so great that you listen to this Texans Today podcast. We sure do appreciate it and want you to keep it here at HoustonTexans.com to find out everything you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.